Now, Catherine, how did this whole industry of mail order brides appear?
Well, your reference to catalogues was kind of correct in that in the 1970s you had publications in Australia like Australasian Post that some people might remember that had personal classifieds, and also there was a magazine called Australian Singles where women could advertise that they were interested in establishing correspondence with men who wanted to find a wife. And so sometimes I think I prefer to call these kinds of marriages correspondence marriages, because those earlier forms were through what we now call snail mail. But now, of course, it's more like these kinds of transnational marriages are more likely to be broken on the internet.
And what is an image of a modern, let's call it, correspondent marriage?
Well, I think the few cases, and there definitely have been some rather awful cases of domestic violence and domestic abuse, and they get all the publicity, but nobody really gives much publicity to the really successful cases. And the issue about why people enter into these marriages, it's to do with the different kinds of marriage markets, if you like, that the men who initially used to answer the ads in the Australasian Post or Australian Single were often men from mining towns where the ratio of men to women was very much not in their favour for finding a woman. You know, you had maybe, 70 or 80% of the population as male. So, and these were often migrants who had poor levels of English, who'd been brought to Australia to work in these remote industries and so on. And so if these men had an aspiration to get married and have a family, this was one way that was open to them. And for a lot of the women, some of the research I've done, the women are often widows, divorced, single mothers, or, say, in the case of Filipinos, women who've worked really hard to put their younger siblings through school and who suddenly at the age of 30, 35 think, gee, what about me? Mm-hmm. But they're not all that likely to find a spouse, or some of them have had negative experiences and they think they'd rather look overseas.
So I was going to ask you, Catherine, do people come from particular countries, these mail order brides? Do they have certain backgrounds, that are common?
I think some of the negative discussion about this is because it tends to be a pattern of women from poor countries marrying men from wealthier countries. And I think the initial global phenomena really focused on women from the Philippines. Unfortunately, I think there were some connections with the high levels of sex tourism around the American Air Force bases back in the 60s and 70s, 80s even. But more recently, there's been a lot of women from Russia or other countries in Eastern Europe who've been contracting marriages with men in places like Australia, Canada, the US. So that's why it's seen as a bit negative, because it's seen as women from poor countries moving to rich countries. So there's always a kind of a suspicion about the motivation of the partners on both sides.
And what are the possible dangers behind this practice?
Well, I think the dangers in this practice are the dangers that really occur in any relationship. I mean, many years ago, there was some research done by Australian researchers who showed that in the case of Australian-Filipina marriages, they were no more likely to break down than ordinary marriages in Australia. And I mean, the other interesting thing is that the last time I looked at the census results, for example, Filipinas married to Australians were more likely to have some kind of college degree, post-secondary qualification, than Australian women in general. So, we're talking about often very people who are middle class, educated in their own country, not always, but and I think the dangers, not so much the dangers, but the risks, well, like the kind of thing we've seen in this highly publicised case of child abduction, the risks are about different kinds of models of family relationships, different ideas about parenting, for example, different expectations of husbands and wives. So for example, some of the women in some research I did were middle-class Filipinas, but who found themselves as farmers' wives in Australia. For the men, a lot of the challenges were how they actually accommodated to the expectations of their in-laws in the Philippines, you know, given that in a lot of cultures, marriage isn't seen as just a relation, you know, some kind of new relationship between individuals, mm-hmm. but it's seen as a relationship between families.